this
I'm sorry.
Is, that's well,
but now okay. The way this works, which makes perfect sense, is induction. So it's, you know, the way we make electricity is spin a coil and generate electricity by magnets on the outside of the copper wire, and the induction creates power. This works very similarly by creating an induction field in the base of it.
So this is a special case.
And you need a special case, and that's because, for a couple of reasons. One, Apple hasn't built it in, but two, mm-hmm. Apple makes its cases out of metal.
Right.
You can't really do inductive charging through metal. It needs to be through glass or plastic. So by, and this doesn't work this far away. It doesn't work this far away. It doesn't, it has
yet.
To be ever, because the power dissipates very rapidly. But notice when I place it on there, it say it's charging.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because, and by the way, this is a unique one because it has a battery in the base, mm-hmm. which is kind of cool. I'm not sure what the market is for that. But so the idea is if you place it properly, you put it in the inductive field properly, inside the case, there is something that will be excited by the magnetic field. Your toothbrush does this. A lot mm-hmm. of electric toothbrushes charge this way wirelessly. It's a great way to charge. It's well known. It's inefficient, but, you know, it's efficient. So what is this? This is cool.
This is the prelude.
You know what I like about this is that the case itself, most of the, you know, there's PowerMat and Qi are the competitors mm-hmm. in this field.
This is Qi.
And this is Qi, which is one I prefer. Most of the cases that make it possible for non-wireless phones to charge are bulky as heck. This is not. Actually, I'm taking off the wrong way because we have a lightning connector in the case, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should take it off. I don't want to break Glenn's phone here. Mm-hmm. Does it just pop off?
Yeah.
But you
so it's,
phone.
Yeah, it's connected. The little lightning connector
is in
there.
It's very thin, so
there.
It's not much more
then,
than
yeah,
a...
You
there
the,
you go. There
yeah,
you, go.
You take the lightning
now,
connector.
Now I got it on.
Yeah.
Okay, here you got it on.
So, yeah, I
really like this. It's light. It doesn't occupy a lot of space. It's really not much bigger.
I don't want to break Glenn's phone
exactly,
either.
Right? It's not much bigger than a traditional iPhone case. It's easier when you're not on camera because then you can really go, and it comes right out. And then nobody's the wiser. In fact, I'm really impressed that they were able to do this with such a small space. Although, I shouldn't be because I added wireless charging to a Samsung phone with a $5 It was just a thin piece of plastic that went, because Samsung's phones, if they don't have the wireless charger, at least have the connection. So you take the back off, you put it this little $10 thing there, and it added wireless charging. So the inductance device isn't very big.
So this is the Prelude portable wireless charger. So you charge the charger. It's
$79.99. All right.
$79.99.
I'm very intrigued. I love wireless charging. It's so much easier when you get in bed. The problem with this is not the ideal kind of wireless charging because the base is, you know, you have to, and you experience this, right? You
mm-hmm.
have to position it just
exactly
so
right
on the base, yeah.
And, yeah, it's not ideal because you're not walking around like you will in the future, Leo.